Right, back to 22-year-old Samina now and her job tips for Ben, who's been unemployed since November 2008. You can see them both at the Newsbeat website. There's also an online guide to some of the placement schemes you can do if you're out of work. Now, to help Ben on his way, he and Samina visited a careers advisor, and Newsbeat's politics reporter Dave Howard went with them.
We're back to meet Rob, the careers advisor. What are you hoping to get out of this appointment?
I'm not as confident as when I first started the day. Hopefully we can get through to him.
I should go in with an open line, basically. To do otherwise would be squandering effectively an opportunity that's presented to me today.
You must be Ben.
Yep.
Hello,
nice
Ben.
Nice
to meet you.
Samina. Hi.
Samina, hi. Nice to see you, Samina. Come on in.
I think we're here today to talk about your options and looking forward.
At the moment, I've been unemployed since November 2008.
When he's heard about Ben's job search, Rob asks to take a look at his CV.
You seem quite bright, quite intelligent, quite articulate. I want to know what the employers are saying of you, because it doesn't sound like they're getting that message.
It's well written and well laid out, says Rob. One big tip, though, he says to tailor the CV for each specific job Ben applies for. Next, what training or volunteering is Ben doing to keep his hand in and learn new skills?
To get you out and engaged with people, having a bit of structure, a reason to set the alarm clock, to actually, you know, get dressed to look presentable. And actually the last point I had is one that Samina's already mentioned, getting a timetable together, because it sounds like you need that structure.
No, thank you very much for your time. It's been most appreciated, certainly.
Rob and Samina have both told you that you need to sort of step up and that you need to sort of take responsibility for some of the things that have gone wrong.
I'd love to get out of this situation, I really would. I've heard some really good advice today and I should really act upon it.
You know, don't keep doing the same things over and over and over again, because nothing different is going to happen unless you make it happen.
Well, let's get some more of your thoughts then. Dave is here as well. And Dave, you've been keeping an eye on the Newsbeat Facebook page.
That's right. You can like us there to join in the chat as well. Sophie says people are consistently being put down and being made to feel worthless. She says it's heartbreaking to see people living on rubbish money after being made redundant and having to start again.
Lots of you tweeting us and texting while the programme's been on. And the overwhelming majority of you do agree with Ash from Derby. Who says there's one word for Ben and everyone thinks it, lazy. If he was that bothered about a job, he would keep looking at that same screen and apply for different jobs. But here's Hannah on Twitter with a bit of sympathy. I graduated uni in 2007 and was unemployed for about 4 months. I thankfully got a job, but I know how hard it is to get one.
Catherine says everywhere requires experience now, even menial jobs. And Paul added to that. He says people don't want a menial job when it's easier to claim benefits.
Danielle has just texted us from Brighton as well. That negative attitude's appalling. How can you expect things to change with such a defeatist attitude?
BBC Radio 1.